Good morning and welcome to the Garden Conversation. This is Mardell Gunn and I'm here today with my partner.
It's Diz Kissler. Happy holidays, y'all.
Yeah, indeed. Happy holidays. And we're going to break with our tradition of for the garden conversation. We frequently have poems and stories at Christmas time, but I started to look at Christmas plants and I found it quite interesting to explore that. And so I thought, maybe you all would as well. So we're going to talk about plants that are associated with the Christmas holidays. So, and we're going to find that their history oftentimes stretches way back before Christmas itself.
Long before Christianity reached Europe, people use evergreen plants to decorate their homes for winter and also to celebrate the winter solstice. The Druids, Celts, and Romans believed them to be magical because they would keep their leaves and promise the return of spring. Three very common and old plants that have their beginnings in the winter and solstice celebrations are holly, ivy, and mistletoe.
So, holly, let's talk about that. The Druids believed that holly was a symbol of fertility and eternal life. And then the Romans associated it with the god of agriculture and harvest. So bunches of holly would be hung outside of their homes. Then later, the Christians adopted that practice of using holly as a symbol of good luck and celebration. Holly was said to hold male energy, while ivy has female energies. So the two were often used together pre-Christianity. And since holly had a masculine symbolism, it was absorbed into the Christian culture of Christmas. The sharp leaves are said to represent Christ's crown of thorns, and the red berries his blood.
Ivy. Traditionally, ivy was associated with the Greek god of wine and revelry. It was also hung on poles outside of the public houses, but this time to signal that beer and wine were sold at that establishment. While not that popular in the U.S., except at Christmas, it is in Europe, and it is even used medicinally to treat arthritis. Ivy has not been adopted into Christmas with religious symbolisms, but is common because of its evergreen properties and is used for decorations and wreaths.
And didn't you have ivy growing up?
I actually had, in Southern California, a giant bed of ivy in our front yard that I used to cavort in and roll and run around in. It was fun.
So that was not necessarily a Christmas tradition for you, but it was just there.
It was just there for me every day.
Mistletoe. Most of us are familiar with the tradition of kissing under the mistletoe at Christmas time. I was so shy that I would always walk way around the mistletoe so that nobody could ever mistake that I was under it. Mistletoe itself is a hemiparasitic, which means that it has green leaves and it can photosynthesize, but yet it is parasitic. So it relies on the host tree for its water and some of its minerals as well. So pre-Christianity, mistletoe was seen as a symbol of fertility and used as a cure for a number of ailments. And many cultures also attributed magical powers to the plant. I would assume that's probably because it did not need dirt to survive. And the Romans believed it to be a symbol of friendship and peace. But it was the Norse mythology that has been given credit for this custom of kissing under the mistletoe. And there was definitely a mistletoe arrow in a story, but there is not much agreement of how that story led to the tradition of kissing under the mistletoe. However, it is known that the tradition started between 1720 and 1780. So if you practice this mistletoe kissing tradition, you're practicing about a 300-year-old tradition.
Wow. Another common holiday plant is poinsettia. A Mexican legend suggests that a young girl named Pepita was sad that she was unable to get a gift for the baby Jesus. Her cousin comforted her by telling her any gift she got would be welcomed. On the way to the church, she picked a bunch of weeds and left them as a gift at the bottom of the nativity. It is believed that they were transformed into beautiful red flowers. They have since been known as flores de noches buena, as they are called in Mexico.
You got to get that Spanish accent down, but yeah, that means flowers of the good night. But, you know, poinsettias date back further than that. The Aztecs were the first people to cultivate these plants, so they are very old. And the bracts were used for red dye, and the sap from the plant was used as a medicinal to control fevers.
Way back in the 17th century, it began its journey into Christmas traditions. In the small town where Franciscan monks began using the shrub in their nativity processions. Coincidentally, around this time, the Mexican legend of Pepita and the flowers of the holy night that I mentioned before began circulating. The red and green shrub was now tied to Christmas folklore. Poinsettias are native to Central America and particularly southern Mexico. There is no denying that their bright red color is very much in line with the holiday colors. The flowers of the poinsettia are also said to be symbolic of the Star of Bethlehem.
So poinsettias are in the Euphorbia family, and those red flowers are really not even actually flowers, but are the leaves that are called bracts. And the color change occurs in those leaves when the weather changes and the days start to get shorter. So it was in the 1950s that poinsettias kind of debuted in holiday gatherings because of those showy red bracts, and it's been around ever since in Christmas seasons. And if you go look in stores down south, you will be amazed at the shades and hues and the designs even in some of the leaves that these plants have been hybridized to. And just an aside, I have managed to keep poinsettias alive for several years, but I've never been able to get back the original colors and vibrancy, full leaves. They've always kind of come back a little bit wimpy. And maybe that's because I don't know what I'm doing with it, but they can be kept alive.
When my mother was alive, poinsettias were her favorite plants.
They were, yep.
She loved poinsettias. Amaryllis, this is a plant I know. We have these almost every year around the house, sometimes during holiday.
Usually,
right,
Margell? Yeah, usually I'm not quite organized enough to get it for the holiday, but in the wintertime.
So the amaryllis has become associated with Christmas and is often given as gifts. The botanical name Hippastrum is important in the history of this plant.
So the reason it's important is that it was named by Carl Linnaeus, which is the father of the whole idea of naming plants. And it's believed that Carl described a plant as amaryllis. He named it after a nymph who fell in love with a gardener who pierced her heart with a golden arrow every night. Okay, so that's the history. That's who he named it after. However, the confusion was that nobody was sure after a while whether he had described a plant from South Africa or South America. And eventually it was established that he, in fact, had described the plant from South Africa. And that plant only has a couple different species. It's a beautiful lily, but it only has a couple different species. The plant that we know as amaryllis today is really the hippastrum, and that is from originally South America. So it's popular at Christmas because it's easy to force to bloom. And so basically you just let it be dormant for a short time and then you bring it out and feed it. and or water it, don't eat, feed it, water it, and in about 6 weeks, is my experience, it puts on a beautiful flower display. One really fond memory I have is I think we were in Costa Rica, someplace down south, and we were hiking along and we came across this bed of wild growing amaryllis, and actually hipaestrums, and it was stunning. And it must have been around March, because March is when they flower in nature.
The Christmas tree, it's the most central symbol of Christmas decor. The history of the Christmas tree dates back to the use of evergreens in Egypt, Norman, Nordic cultures, and Germany. Evergreen boughs were used to decorate and celebrate the winter season before even Christianity. Germany, however, is credited with starting the tradition of a Christmas tree in the 16th century. Lighted candles were also added to the tree at this time.
I always think of that tradition as being a Scandinavian tradition of having lighted candles in the tree, as well as being a very dangerous tradition. I can't quite imagine how many house fires must have gotten started as a result of having candles in Christmas trees. But everyone appreciates the smell of a fresh tree rather than the fake ones that a lot of people use these days. So you might want to consider growing your own Christmas tree in a large pot. It is possible. It will probably be good for 5 years or so as a potted tree. They do have a life. And so keep them in a semi-shaded area in the summer. Turning it regularly. This is something that's important that needs to be turned regularly so it gets the same exposure to the sun all the way around if you want to have a nice even tree. And then keep it consistently moist during the summer. The problem with this is that when you bring them inside, the heat inside can dry them out quickly. And so they only really will do well for a couple weeks inside before they need to go back out to a cooler environment. But of course, you could say that for a cut tree that you buy, too. They don't last very long without drying out.
The Christmas cactus is another popular flowering Christmas plant. The Christmas cactus is not an actual cactus, but rather a succulent. They originate in Brazil and grow in jungle environments. The leaves store moisture and they grow in treetops, in bark and moss. In their natural environment, they flower in April and May. As an indoor plant, they flower around the holiday season.
So it's beneficial to up-pot these Christmas cactus every couple years, and not in too big of a pot. These guys are used to growing, like Diz said, in bark, in moss, and so they don't need a lot of soil, and they don't like a lot of water, so you can drown them. Once they're done flowering, they need a rest period, move them to a cooler room, with less water, and then in April start increasing that again, and don't forget to feed them if you want good flowering the next seasons. So in our last couple minutes here, we're going to talk about two plants that I don't necessarily associate with Christmas, but with winter. What about cyclamens? Have you ever heard of cyclamens, Diz?
Nope, sounds like a foreign language to me. These stunning flowers that resemble butterfly wings come in pinks, reds, and whites. They have attractive heart-shaped foliage and bring color indoors and make lovely gifts.
So cyclamens are a bulbing plant, and they bloom during the winter. So when my mother had them, we always had them in the winter. And they prefer bright light, so make sure you put them in a window, but amazingly, they can handle temperatures down to 35 degrees Fahrenheit. So keep that in mind of where you put them. Keep them well watered, fertilize monthly to keep them blooming. Once they do finish flowering and they die back, keep them in a cool place. Water them occasionally, keep those bulbs plump, and then they will bloom again in the fall.
The last one we have is paper whites, which belong in the Narcissus family called jonquils. They are heavily scented and very common during the holiday season. The difference between paper whites and white daffodils is that true paper whites have a cluster of flowers on each stem and flower much sooner than daffodils.
So, like the amaryllis, these are very easy to force, and it takes about 6 weeks after they start to put water. You don't even have to put them in dirt, put them in water, and they will bloom. They make lovely gifts because of that. Ziva is a variety that blooms early and is quite popular for this. After you're done, after they've done blooming, let them die back naturally, and you can plant them the next spring outside, and you will get paper whites out there as well. So that's the end of our time. It's the end of our plants. Happy holidays to everybody, and happy gardening, happy dreaming about gardening this holiday season.
Happy holidays!